Okay, so how many parents do we have out there? And how many children, or how many people do we have out there who have had parents? Okay. I'm sure when you were growing up, there were a few phrases that you heard over and over and over again. The type of things that, you know, those messages, you know, like, look both ways before you cross the street. How many times do you think you heard something like that? Or even when you get older, you'll find that too. I know, you know, things like that. When I was taking my first typing class in junior high school, the instructor there would say about 30 or 40 times a class, you need to study your key location. I still can't type to this day. But, you know, and there are all types of things, you know, for anybody who's ever done any type of construction projects or anything like that. You know, one of the rules that you hear over and over again is measure twice, cut once. Well, that's how, you know, Jesus as a teacher was really not all that different. When we hear Jesus say something over and over and over again, and especially in this Bread of Life discourse, this one that we hear, you know, the Sermon on the Mount that as we go through everything, this is something that Jesus says over and over again. And you notice that, now we only hear it once here, but it happens about five or six other times. He actually kind of, even though this is fairly early in his ministry, he kind of gives a couple of hints as to who he really is. Whenever you hear him say, I am, as in this reading here, I am the living bread come down from heaven. That's, of course, building upon that, what God preferred to be called himself. Say that I am the great I am. And when we start looking at what we're celebrating today, the most holy body and blood of Christ, basically the Eucharist, it's a good remembrance for us, or something good for us to remember, is that the term Eucharist actually comes from a Greek word, Eucharistia, which means thanksgiving. And when we start looking at, you know, when I was doing a little bit of research on how to talk about the body and blood of Christ, and to how to talk about it, such an integral part of who we are as Catholics, and that we believe that each and every time we receive the Eucharist, we are receiving not a symbol, but the actual body and blood of Christ. I came across an argument, and it was Monsignor Charles Pope, who kind of reminded me of this. I was reading something online, but you know, he had a little article. It's called, So Are You a Mouse or a Man? And ladies, before you get upset, keep in mind that this argument was something that started in the medieval times, and it's something that you hear seminarians bat around back and forth at times. But, you know, one of those crazy questions that comes up when you're studying this type of things is, let's say a mouse gets into church, gets into the tabernacle. Does the mouse eat the body of Christ? The answer is yes. The Eucharist has a reality unto itself. But does the mouse receive the sacrament? Well, no, because a mouse has no rational mind. It eats the very body and blood of Christ, but to no avail, for it has no conscious awareness or appreciation of what, or more properly, whom it is eating. So the Monsignor then puts the question to each and every one of us, is that so? You know, when it comes to the Eucharist, when you come to church on Sundays, are you a mouse or, we'll do it a little more politically correct, a human being? Do you believe in what it is that we are doing here? You know, I think it's interesting sometimes, especially if you're a sports fan, to see how crazy people go around, you know, playoff time. You know, all the things that happen in all of the stadiums all over the world, everybody is so pumped up and so excited about what's going on. But brothers and sisters, each and every time we receive the Eucharist, we are receiving Christ's body, blood, soul, and divinity. You know, the way that the term that they would have used in Jesus' day was body and blood. And when it was said by a rabbi, it had an entirely different meaning from what his hearers heard. You know, the people who kind of got upset about what he said here. He was basically saying that this is, you know, and that's the rabbinic way of saying body, blood, soul, and divinity as we went through everything. You know, so we don't really take part in a symbol. The Eucharist, brothers and sisters, is not a metaphor. It's truly the Lord. Neither is it just a piece of his flesh, it's receiving Jesus in his entirety. That's pretty amazing. You know, in effect, to remember is to have to present or to call to mind what God has done to you so that we can be grateful for all of the blessings that he's given us. I mean, God has saved us. He's made us his children and opened heaven up for us. Yet our minds are sometimes, a little weak, and sometimes it's easy for us to let how important the Eucharist is to us as people of faith kind of slip from our consciousness from time to time. So I think it's great that we have feasts like this, that we have the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ to remember exactly how special a gift is available to us whenever we receive the Eucharist, all of those blessings. So let's think about it, brothers and sisters. And really, you know, as we go through today, kind of throw away all that, oh, I'm just here doing my Mass thing, and really try to enter in to the great gift, the gift of his very self that God is giving you here and now and today.